The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of The Early Edge in 5, powered by Sportsline. I'm Grace Remington. We got a busy, busy show up ahead, so please do us a solid and like this video. I see 34 likes on the video right now. Let's get to 100 by the end of the show. Subscribe to the Sportsline YouTube channel. If you're listening later, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. And please jump in the chat because we love to hear what's on your mind. Let's take a look at how we did last night. Not our best day, 2-5 overall, but that plus money parlay, nice job, EC. We're only down 2.9 units on the day. So it could have been worse. Could have been worse. But remember, baseball is a long-term betting sport. There's a lot of luck involved in this game. So we're going to stick to the process and we'll end the season with a winning record. And remember, there's more picks from our early edge cappers tonight on HQ. We got Matt Snyder coming up very soon in about 30 minutes, 4:30 Eastern on CBS Sports HQ. The Maestro and Danny Brasco up at 6, and then Alan Bell and Zach Simony at 8 o'clock Eastern. You can watch on the CBS Sports app, cbssports.com/live, and Paramount Plus. All right, let's bring in the crew now. We got full house today. Frickin' Frack, AB, he'll show up at some point. And the Maestro, Larry Hartstein, thank you for joining us on this very fine Friday. First, I have to address John Cave in the chat says, is EC sporting a new designer bag? No, he will always be paper grocery bag.
I was like, what's he talking about?
He's but a man of the people. He can only have paper.
But no like bag that today, because you did have a winning night. But Spexy, you are mixing it up for us today, going to the WNBA. What you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Las Vegas Aces at -8.5. The Aces are 16-1 on the season, and they win their games by an average of 15 points per game. The Aces just played the Dallas Wings in Vegas, and that spread opened up at -13.5 after only winning by 7 and now playing the Wings on the road with a questionable Kelsey Plum. The spread's down to -8.5 for today's game. I'm not convinced that that was enough to really move this line from 13.5 last game to all the way to 8.5, especially for a 7th place Dallas Wings. I got the Aces winning by 14 tonight. I'm taking them on the spread.
All right. Thank you, Specty. So happy we finally got some WNBA on this show. Zach Phelps in the chat says, is Grace wearing the retro Man City jersey? No, it is a tennis sweater because I am in a Wembley mood today. We are going to the All England Club. I'm mixing it up as well, just like Specty is. I got a Wimbledon third round bet for us. It's Matteo Berrettini, the underdog at +112 against Alexander Zverev. First, I want to start with the ELO ratings, which is a type of power ratings for tennis. When you look at those, Berrettini is number 6 in the world on grass. Zverev is number 20. The difference in the ratings implies that Berrettini has a 57% chance of winning this match, which means his odds should be closer to -133. Now, Zverev does lead head-to-head, but this is their first meeting on grass, and that's Berrettini's favorite surface. It's his best surface. It suits his playing style well, which is a big serve and an aggressive forehand. He's not afraid to take the lead, whereas Zverev is a little bit more passive. And Berrettini has experience here, reaching the Wimbledon final in 2021, where he lost to Novak Djokovic. In this tournament, Berrettini is coming off a straight sets victory in which he never dropped serve. Zverev lost a set in his previous match, and he might not be 100% back from an ankle injury that he suffered in 2022, which is a little tricky considering you're playing on the slippery surface that is grass. So for all those reasons, we like Berrettini. This is tomorrow morning, by the way, Saturday morning. Berrettini on the money line at plus 112. And with that, we will go back to the diamonds. And AB, I hope you're out there in the abyss somewhere, because he's got a slew of bets for us today on the most bet on game of the day, Braves Raves. Got some former World Series teammates in Charlie Morton and Tyler Glasnow. AB, where are you going in this one?
Yeah, all right. So first off, I'm a talking avatar today because the ceiling at the house here has decided to fall. And yeah, do not have a ceiling downstairs right now. I got a crew of about five people currently working on it. And my camera is buried between about 3 feet of sheetrock there. So that's why we're at Avatar. But I'll say this, I don't have a ceiling and neither do the Atlanta Braves today. So first off, we're going with the Braves team total over 4.5. Hello, Tampa, Glasnow. It's time to smash now. Good luck on that one today. Second, our man, Marcell Ozuna. We don't bet him a lot with the Atlanta Braves, but he has had much success against Glasnow, and he has been hot. If you've seen him, he's got a hit at about five straight here. We're going to go with him over 1.5 hits, runs in RBIs, plus 120. And then lastly, you know we can't leave out our man coming from the left side, Matt Olson, over 1.5 hits, runs in RBIs at minus 110. Grab this thing now because it is definitely moving for sure. I've seen books already pump it to 120, 125. So grab that as quickly as you can. And I'll say this, while I help the get well, let's not say help. While I get out of the way of the construction crew downstairs, I will also get out of your way, Grace. Have a great show.
AB, you are a trooper. Thank you for that. And good luck with your ceiling. And geez, come back to us soon.
Yeah. I'll put a video after the show on Twitter. You guys will see it. It's pure banana land over here.
AB, were you there when the ceiling fell?
Partially. It started, I called it in, and let the boys over here with the tools, let them handle the rest. But yeah, I was here when the flooding began, yes.
All right. AB, best wishes to you. You definitely deserve whatever drink. It's a Friday night. I mean, once those guys leave your house, please go out and relax a little bit. But okay, so Jeff Stenberg in the chat, Specty with WNBA, Grace with tennis. Can't wait for EC's badminton picks. You don't exactly have that, EC. You're not going that off the rails. But you do have a nice little parlay for us today. So the floor is
Grace, we got a next week. Spectre and I were talking the other day, like, what are we going to pick without baseball for 3 days? Now, I may give an all-star game pick. I refuse to do the home run derby, but we got to do something. So we're going to try to go off the wall. Get ready, because next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're going to have some fun. I think maybe Thursday too. All right, let's start in baseball today. We're going to have three plays. Number one, Mookie Betts, over 1.5 total bases at plus 110. Now, I saw this on DraftKings. The line is kind of varying a little bit, anywhere between even money and plus 110, but on FanDuel, it's minus money, so who knows. He's 1-for-3 career against the Angels' Griffin Canning. In his last 9 games that Mookie Betts has recorded a hit, he's achieved at least 2 total bases. So he's had a hit in 9 of his last 13 games, and every time he's done that, he's gotten at least 2 total bases. So if you think he's going to have a hit tonight, it's probably a good bet at plus money. So the other weird thing about Mookie Betts' season that is that 46 of his 88 hits have been for extra bases, more than half, which you don't usually see. I'm feeling good tonight. I have this in my just general parlays. So let's roll with Mookie over 1.5 total bases for the Dodgers at plus 110. And then this one, you know, Rick pointed out on Twitter earlier this morning, how can I resist? Zach Gallen to record a win at plus 120 might be a little bit lower than since I got it a little bit earlier. He has an 8-0 record and 9 starts at home. But even the start that he left where they didn't get the win, he left with the lead. So in all 9 starts, he is left with the lead at home, which is incredible. Is a 150 ERA and 71 strikeouts in 60 innings pitched at Chase Field. Now, he did get lit up in Pittsburgh in May, but the D-backs, who are losers of 4 straight, need to bounce back tonight with their ace on the hill. I expect Zach Gallen to get the win against Rich Hill and the Pirates. Bet Gallen at plus 120 on DraftKings. And then last night we hit this. I know, Taylor, you weren't a believer on Twitter, but we did hit our to get a hit parlay at plus 140. Well, tonight it's plus 141. We're going to throw our buddy Luis Arraez, Andres Jimenez of the Guardians, and Jonah Heim of the Rangers in there to make this happen. So Arraez of the Marlins, 1-for-3 against Zach Wheeler, has a hit in 18 of his last 19 games and is hitting .388 on the year. Need I say more? Jimenez of the Guardians, 3-for-4 against Daniel Lynch, has a hit in 16 of his last 19 games. Jonah Heim of the Rangers, 2-of-2 against Trevor Williams and has a hit in 14 of his last 18 games. We ride the trends. We hit the parlay. We make everybody happy heading into a, I guess, the baseball all-star break.
Thanks, EC. Big Cheesy in the chat says, AB's second floor just has too many stacks of cash from Braves team totals.
Accurate.
Very accurate.
Honestly, that's a lot nicer than a broken pipe. All right. The Maestro, we reserved the Maestro seat just for you. It is not the Banana Land seat today. And you're starting us off by backing a pitcher facing his former team today. I always love when there's maybe a little extra motivation in these spots. But what do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm actually going to fade a pitcher going against his former team in Jameson Taillon going to Yankee Stadium. And it is an absolute pleasure to be on with you all on Early Edge in 5. I love finishing my week this way. But Jameson Taillon, I don't think he's going to complete 6 innings. I'm going to go under 17 and a half outs. And you know what? He's had 14 starts. He has only gone 6 innings one time. That was against the Pirates at home. And he just got to 6 innings. Comes in with a 6.93 ERA. A 7.63 ERA over his last 3 starts. The Yankees obviously know him well. I know the Yankees don't have Aaron Judge. I know they have not been a great offense without him, but they're only slightly below league average over the past 2 weeks. So I think they can do enough to get Jameson Taillon where he usually is, which is on the bench for the 6th inning. So that's my first play. And then to counter that minus 130, I'm going to go plus money with Andrew Abbott. This lefty is incredible for the Reds. He led the minors in strikeout rate, has a very deceptive delivery. He has 30 Ks over his last 3 starts. He's facing the Brewers, the number one strikeout rate, over 27% against left-handed pitching. There's no other team over 27% against lefties. This kid is on such a roll right now, 4-0, 121 ERA, and like I said, 30 Ks the last 3 starts.
Yeah, my bad on that first one. I apparently can't read. But Andrew Abbott, he has a perfect 100% strand rate. Obviously, that's not sustainable, but just a really young, fun young arm to watch in that Reds organization. Let's get to the recap, guys, because we are way over time. We'll start with EC in the Angels-Dodgers game. Mookie Betts over 1.5 total bases at plus 110. For the Pirates, D-back Zach Gallen to record a win at plus 120. And the to get a hits parlay at plus 141 includes Luis Arraez of the Marlins, Andres Jimenez of the Guardians, and Jonah Heim of the Rangers. The Maestro is on Jameson Taillon for the Cubs under 17 and a half outs recorded at minus 130 and Andrew Abbott of the Reds over 7.5 strikeouts at plus 120. I'm on Matteo Berrettini on the money line against Alexander Zverev in Wimbledon. Third round, plus 112. That's Saturday morning. Set your alarms. Specty's taking us to the WNBA with the Las Vegas Aces on the spread, -8.5 at minus 110 odds. And AB with a trio of Braves picks for us. The team total over 4.5 at plus 115. Marcell Ozuna over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI at plus 120. And Matt Olson over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI at minus 110. A lot of plus money odds today, guys. Let's hope those all catch. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Early Edge in 5. We're taking a break for the weekend, so we'll see you Monday. But, of course, the morning show is always here, 10 a.m. every single day. Remember to catch the rest of the crew tonight on CBS Sports HQ at 4:30, coming up soon, 6 and 8 Eastern. For Specty, AB, The Maestro, EC, I'm Grace Darmington. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you at the pay window.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.